ॐ नमः प्रणवार्थाय शुद्धज्ञानैकमूर्तये निर्मलाय प्रशान्ताय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः निरञ्जनं नित्यमनन्तरूपं भक्तानकं पात्सविग्रहं वै ईशावतारं परमेशमीड्यं तं रामकृष्णं शिरसा नमामि यथाग्नेर्दाहिका शक्तिः रामकृष्णे स्थिता हिया सर्वविद्यास्वरूपान्तां शारदां प्रणमाम्यहम् कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय हरये परमात्मनि प्रणतक्लेशनाशाय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः सदाशिवसमारम्भां शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम्। भगवान् कृष्णः is trying to remove the shoka of Arjuna, which is born out of attachment. Because of attachment, Arjuna confronted his samsara in a deep way. So he lost his thinking capacity whether to fight this dharma yuddham or not. So for Bhagavan, it is a twin work. First he has to remove the dharma, adharma, aviveka, whether to fight this war, whether this war is dharma yuddham or not, whether fighting this war will bring papam or punyam. He has to clarify Arjuna. And also he wanted to remove the sorrow born out of delusion. While analyzing, he took three standpoints: adhyatma drishti, dharmika drishti and laukika drishti. From the adhyatmika drishti, atma nityaha avikaraha, therefore there is no question of death to atma, there is no question of doing any action by atma. Therefore from that standpoint Arjuna cannot have worries. From the dharmika drishti, Bhagavan is analyzing now, even if you take the dharma standpoint, Arjuna, you cannot worry about this war, because so dharmam api cha avekshya na vikampitum arhasi dharmardhi yuddha kshayonyad kshatriyasya na vidyate. Even from the standpoint of swadharma, you cannot worry, because kshatriyasya parya warrior dharmyad yuddhad anyad shreyaha na vidyate. Other than this dharma yuddham, there is nothing better duty for a king. And moreover, being a kshatriya, you cannot give up your dharma by a temporary emotional outburst. It is like trying to give up your own swadharma or your own swabhava, which was built by many years, even in this janma or in previous janmas. So it is not possible for you to give up your swabhava. A rishi was there in an ashrama, so he wanted to establish ahimsa in his surrounding. There was a cat, so he told the cat, "Oh cat, you should be a vegetarian. Give up all this non-vegetarian habit. Since you are my ashrama member, you also should follow ahimsa. Therefore, what you should do daily, you should do 1008 times a japa. I am vegetarian, I am vegetarian, I am vegetarian. Morning, afternoon and evening. And I will watch you." So he thought, being an obedient member, this cat also agreed for that japa. So it started doing, "I am vegetarian, I am vegetarian, I am vegetarian." Now and then this rishi is to come and check whether this cat is doing that japa, in order to put that impression, samskara, vegetarian samskara, in a strong way. He was insisting this japa. So suddenly after 2-3 days, he found the sound, the japa sound was missing, or somewhat disturbed sound. Then the rishi peeped inside the hut and saw cat was doing japa, am vegetarian, I am vegetarian. But inside its mouth there was something. So it has caught hold of a rat and munching it, it was telling, I am vegetarian, I am vegetarian, I am. Similarly, anybody, any living being, giving up its swabhava is very difficult. Therefore, Arjuna, from the standpoint of your Kshatriya Dharma also, this Dharma Yuddha has to be fought. We will continue. Yadrichaya chopapannam swargadwaram apavrutam sukinaha kshatriya partha labhante yuddhamidrisham. Not only this defensive war is Dharma Yuddham, but it is a blessing in disguise. This war is forced upon you. You have tried all the other methods, Sama, Dana, Bheda. Now finally, with all deliberation, you have come to this conclusion that Danda is the only way. And it is forced upon you, even if you people are ready to reconcile by gaining just few houses, but still the opposite party did not agree for you. Therefore, it is Yadrichayacha Upapannam. This war is a sheer luck that makes to sacrifice your life for a noble cause. Being Dharma Yuddham, fighting for it is noble cause. Therefore, not only it is noble one, it is a chance, sheer luck for a Kshatriya. Because fighting for Dharma, all Kshatriyas don't get this chance. Generally, Kshatriyas have to wage war. That time, the reason for that war may not be always Dharma Yuddham. Generally, war is waged because of greediness or because of egocentric humiliations. But here, in your case, you are not going to fight for the sake of greediness or to grab somebody's wealth. You are going to fight for noble cause, and that also it has come forced upon you. By chance you got it. If you respond to this challenge of establishing Dharma, what will be the benefit? Swargadwaram apavratam. Even if you die in this battlefield for the sake of noble cause, you will get Swarga. And that Swarga door also, it is already opened. It is an open door. Even if you die, it doesn't matter. Sukinaha Kshatriya Idrisham Yuddham Labhante. Only blessed and fortunate Kshatriyas get this chance, not available for all this type of righteous war. Therefore, don't miss this golden chance. But still, Arjuna is not getting up. There is no sign of any enthusiasm in Arjuna. It is our fortune that we should get this Gita. Arjuna may think or may argue, I am not interested in heaven also. I want to live this life along with my relatives, Bhishma and Drona. I am ready to sacrifice even heaven for their sake. What will be the answer for Arjuna's argument? Bhagavan gives here. Atha chetvam imam dharmyam sangramam nakarishyasi tathasva dharmam kirtincha hitva papam avaksyasi. Bhagavan says that if you don't fight this Dharma Yuddham, not only you will lose heaven, but also you will get hell only. Double loss. Because if you omit your duty, it will bring you a sin. It is called pratyavaya papaha. Two types of sin described in our Dharma Shastra. One is nishiddhakaranam. Nishiddhakaranam means doing something which is prohibited. Suram na pibet. Shastra says don't drink alcohol. If anybody does, he gets that nishiddhakarana papaha. And it is called in English commission. Then second type of papa is vihita akaranam. If you don't do something which is given to you as your duty, like not paying the tax. He has not done anything wrong, but he did not pay the tax. obligation he has not fulfilled, it will be under omission. Atha chet tvam imam dharmyam sangramam na karishyati. On the other hand, if you don't fight this righteous war, tataha, then tad akaranat, by not doing that swadharma, swadharmam hitva papam avapsyati. Vihitak akaranam krutva pratyavaya papam avapsyati. You will incur sin by shirking from your duty. That means you will get naraka. You may not be interested in swarga, still, at least to avoid naraka, you have to fight this dharma yuddham. Also, you will lose your name and fame by not fighting. Kirtincha hitva tvam nindam prapsyati. With these three shlokas, that is 31 to 33, Bhagavan finishes the dharma drishti, dharmika drishti, from the ethical and moral angle. From the next shloka onwards, Bhagavan is going to be a pakka businessman. He is going to talk about profit and loss. From the worldly angle, he is going to talk about what will be the profit if you fight from the worldly angle, what will be the loss if you don't fight from the worldly angle. It is called empirical, pragmatic, worldly, lokadrishtihi. This lokadrishtihi is for those who may say, I don't believe in Atma at all. I don't believe in punyam or papam or swadharmam, which happened to be a adrishtam, that which is not available for pratyaksha, but revealed by shastram only. This particular action brings punyam or papam. We don't see punyam and papam. So, a person who doesn't believe in the shastra pramana, he may say that, I don't see punya or papa, therefore, I don't bother about whether I will get heaven or hell. Since I don't believe shastra pramanam, neither I believe in atma, nor I believe in dharma, punya, papa, nor in good or bad. Can you justify this war purely on the basis of worldly benefits? Here Bhagavan says, yes, you have to fight this war at least to keep your honor and status intact. If you don't fight, you will lose your honor, dignity, name and fame. For a kshatriya, honor is greater than his life. Here Bhagavan says, akirtincha vibhutani kathayishyanti te vyayam sambhavitasya cha kirtihi maranadadirichyate. Bhutani te akirtim kathayishyanti. All people will talk about you slightly. They will belittle you, criticize you, and the entire world will spread your ill fame. Arjuna may say, let them do so. How much time they can do? Like our modern politician. Because people are having short memory, you know. Very short memory. Even if that fellow is caught for scandal, some thousand crores of scandal, but nothing happens. He comes back again and establish himself. So let them do so. How much time they will talk? How much time they can talk about my ill fame? Or how much time they can spread rumors? Here Bhagavan says, avyayam kathayishyanti. Forever they will spread your ill fame and indulge in slander. It is okay with regard to an ordinary person, an unknown man. But you are a popular and honorable Raja. Sambhavitasya. Sambhavitasya means Mahadevadi Samagama Nimittam Kirtihi Sambhavitasya. You have earned that type of Kirti. Kirti means name and fame, that you have fought even with Bhagavan Shiva. In order to gain Pashupatastra, Arjuna went for tapasya. Bhagavan did not give Pashupatastra for his tapasya. He wanted to test whether this person is fit person to receive this Pashupatastra, whether he has that kshatriyatva in his mind. Because after tapasya, even if he gets Pashupatastra, if somebody comes, he will again sit for japa and meditation. So he fought with Arjuna. Bhagavan Shiva fought with Arjuna. Then Arjuna showed his supremacy. therefore only this Pashupatastra was given. Not only that, Arjuna already fought with Kalakeya Nivata Kavachas. In order to help Indra, he went to heaven and he fought with the Asuras. Not only that, once he fought with even Indra also. So this type of name and fame you have that name and fame that he is a Dharmatma, he is a Shuraha, such a person, Sambhavitasya, for such a person, Akirtihi Maranad Atirichyate, for an hero, death is better than the Apamanam. What is here Apamanam? Running from the battle itself. Just because you are Kshatriya, not fighting will not bring you Apamanam. You have already started a war, already decided to fight a war, and all the armies have come to the battlefield. From battlefield, if any Kshatriya runs away, there will be a great Apamanam. And it is okay for an ordinary person, ordinary Kshatriya, like Jarasandha. Jarasandha was very proud about his defeat. And he says to Shishupala, don't worry, I also was running away from my battlefield for 18 times, driven away by Krishna. Krishna did not kill him. Every time he killed this army and sent Jarasandha empty-handed. So Balarama asked, why you are not killing him? No, lot of people he will bring back again. So I am waiting for them also. In that way, 18 times Jarasandha was defeated. So if Jarasandha is proud about it, it is okay. Because he doesn't have anything to claim as his name and fame. But you are not an ordinary person. You are Kirtihi Sambhavitasya. You are an honorable and a popular person. So ordinary man can lose his honor or dignity for the sake of some petty money or pleasures. That's what now entire society, general society, it has lost its dignity. Even big officials, they have lost their dignity. They claim that they are big officials, but at the same time, they stretch their hand to get the bribe. It is a philosophy of a coward. Just because I get little money, I am ready to lose my personal dignity. Just because I get some pleasures through alcohol, this fellow, what he does? He drinks nicely and lies on the road without even personal dignity. These things, like a prostitute, she sells her personal dignity for the sake of little money. So this is okay with an ordinary person, but not with you. If I get little more money or pleasure, I don't mind losing my honor or human dignity, is the philosophy of an ordinary person, as a philosophy of a coward. He cannot be called even a human being. But unfortunately now entire society, majority, is justifying it in the way telling that you cannot live a life without telling lie. People say, you cannot live, Swamiji, you are in another world. You cannot live in a society without telling lie. Without taking bribe, you cannot live at all. Without cheating, you cannot live at all. There was one freedom fighter, Chittranjan Das, his name was. He was from very middle class or poor family. His father passed away already, but his father's name was registered in the court as an insolvent person. Insolvent means he has become pauper. He could not give some money which he has borrowed from others. So when Chittranjan Das, C.R. Das, finished his degree in law, first case he attempted and he won that case. So he received some money. What he did, you know, first thing, he directly went to the judge and paid the money, asking the judge to remove his father's name from the insolvency list. Because that insolvency is a blot in that person's life. So therefore, even the people told, why you are bothering about your father is already died, who is going to see that record, that whether your father is insolvent or not. But T.R. Das told, whether others are seeing or not, my mind knows that he is in insolvent list. So in order to remove that blot, in order to regain that personal dignity, this money, this is a very, very little thing, so I can pay this money. So these type of people were there in our society, but now they are all endangered species. A person who stick to his personal moral dignity are very, very less. Jackals don't mind getting apamana, but for lion, jackals are habituated for that. Jackals means that fox. It is habituated for apamana, but lion cannot live with apamana. Trying to live at any cost is the way of cowards and ordinary people. People say, you have to live this life at any cost. This is the philosophy of cowards and ordinary person. But for an hero, his honor is greater than his life. There is a Subhashita, Pranam vapi parityajya, manam eva abhirakshatu, anityo bhavati pranaha, manast achandra tarakam. Even if you give your life for the sake of human dignity, it doesn't matter, because the very human life is anityaha, but the name and fame which he is going to get in history is achandra tarakam. As long as this chandra and nakshatra is going to be in the creation, up to that time people will tell he was a coward, he was a fox type. Till date we remember our Shakuni Mama, till date we remember our Dhritarashtra, till date we remember our Duryodhana, Dushasana. What respect we give to them. So death is better than living with ill fame. These arguments are completely from the worldly angle, from the profit and loss angle. Bhagavan continues this argument. What type of ill fame you will get?
Bhayadranaduparatam amsante tva maharatah yesham chatvam bahumato bhutva yasyati laghavam.
What type of apamana you will get? You are withdrawing from the battle according to you due to compassion or due to sympathy for your own people and due to respect for your elders Bhishma and Drona. But how people will understand your inner intention? It is hidden in your mind. People cannot know your noble intention. Since your intention is not visible, society will never know the proper cause behind this withdrawal, and therefore there is a possibility of rumor, and rumor will be spread by your enemies. General public is always interested in rumors. That is why sensational and controversial news generally gets lot of popularity, and media also thrives in that sensational news only. What will be the sensational news in your case? So far Arjuna is so much great valor, person of prowess, person of great valor. He has fought with Indra, with Asuras, with even Bhagavan Shiva, and wherever Dharma Yuddham is there, he will be there. Like that there was name and fame for you. Now people will tell that Bhayad Ranad Uparatam. Bhayad Ranad Uparatam. You have left the battlefield because of Bhaya. In the olden days, the media people generally are sadhus, because sannyasins are not allowed to live in one place more than 3 days. So one place to one place they will go. Generally they will carry the news also. Like that only all our great personalities got married. Rukmini Devi came to know about Krishna due to one sadhu. Like that only Krishna also came to know about Rukmini Devi due to another. Good people were media people in those days. But in Duryodhana's time, media people are not noble, and Duryodhana is having control over the media. And that too, if it is a selfish and corrupt media, then your name and fame will go down like any way. He will do what type of propaganda? That Bhayad Ranad Uparatam. Arjuna left battlefield due to fear of this Karana, he will tell. Duryodhana will tell, just he came to battlefield, he never saw Karana in the battlefield. So first time when he see like this, it is not a fact. Already Karna was defeated in the Virada Yuddha itself. But still, being a Raja, he can appoint somebody, like our local governments or communist governments, put their own people to write an history which is totally wrong for their own selfish sake. But unfortunately, our country is still reading that false history only till date. So even Karna will tell like that, because Karna was always humiliated by you. He is waiting for this golden opportunity. He will tell, Na Krupaya, he has not withdrawn from this war due to compassion or sympathy. Bhayad Ranad Uparatam. ಇತಿ ತ್ವಾಂ ಮಹಾರಥಾಹ ಮಂಸ್ಯಂತೆ. ಆಲ್ ದಿ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ ವಾರಿಯರ್ಸ್ ವಿಲ್ ಥಿಂಕ್ ಆರ್ ಬಿಲೀವ್ ದಿಸ್ ರೂಮರ್. ನಾಟ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ದಟ್, ಯಶಾಂ ಬಹುಮತಃ ಭೂತ್ವಾ ಅಂಟಿಲ್ ನೌ ಯು ಆರ್ ಅಡ್ಮೈರ್ಡ್ ಬೈ ದೆಮ್, ಅಂಟಿಲ್ ನೌ ದೇ ರೆಸ್ಪೆಕ್ಟೆಡ್ ಯು ಅಂಡ್ ಯುವರ್ ಪ್ರಾವೆಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದೇ ಹ್ಯಾಡ್ ಫಿಯರ್ ಫಾರ್ ಯು ಆಲ್ಸೋ. ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ಗೈನಿಂಗ್ ದೇರ್ ರೆಸ್ಪೆಕ್ಟ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಅಡ್ಮಿರೇಷನ್, ಯಶಾಂ ಬಹುಮತಃ ಭೂತ್ವಾ ತ್ವಂ ಲಾಘವಂ ಯಾಸ್ಯಸಿ, ಇಫ್ ಯು ವಿಥ್ಡ್ರಾ ಫ್ರಮ್ ವಾರ್ ಯು ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ ಎ ಲಾಫಿಂಗ್ ಸ್ಟಾಕ್ ಫಾರ್ ದೆಮ್. ಯು ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ ಎ ಲಾಫಿಂಗ್ ಸ್ಟಾಕ್, ಆಲ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ವಿಲ್ ಜಾಯಿನ್ ಪವರ್ಫುಲ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ದುರ್ಯೋಧನ, ದೆನ್ ಯು ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ ಎ ಲಾಫಿಂಗ್ ಸ್ಟಾಕ್. ಹ್ಯಾವಿಂಗ್ ಎಂಜಾಯ್ಡ್ ದೇರ್ ರೆಸ್ಪೆಕ್ಟ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಹಾನರ್, ಲೂಸಿಂಗ್ ದೆಮ್ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ ಸೋ ಪೇನ್ಫುಲ್. ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ಅನದರ್ ಸುಭಾಷಿತ, ಸುಖಂ ಹಿ ದುಃಖಾನ್ ಅನುಭೂಯ ಶೋಭತೆ ಘನಾಂತಕಾರೇಹಿ ಉಪದೀಪ ದರ್ಶನಂ, ಸುಖಾತ್ತು ಯೋ ನರಃ ಧರಿತ್ರತಾಂ ಧೃತಶರೀರೇಣ ಮೃತಸ್ಯ ಜೀವತಿ. ಇಫ್ ಎ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಗೆಟ್ಸ್ ಸುಖ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ಎಂಜಾಯಿಂಗ್ ದುಃಖ, ಆಲ್ ದಿ ಟೈಮ್ ಹಿ ವಾಸ್ ಇನ್ ದುಃಖ ಆರ್ ಇನ್ ಪೇನ್, ಸಪೋಸ್ ಇಫ್ ಹಿ ಗೆಟ್ಸ್ ದಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪಿನೆಸ್ ಆರ್ ಪ್ಲೆಷರ್, ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಓಕೆ. ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಸೀಯಿಂಗ್ ಎ ಲೈಟ್ ಆನ್ ದಿ ಎಂಡ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಡಾರ್ಕ್ ಟನಲ್. ಬಟ್ ಇಫ್ ಎ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ಎಂಜಾಯಿಂಗ್ ಆಲ್ ದಿ ಪ್ಲೆಷರ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪಿನೆಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಲೈಫ್, ಇಫ್ ಹಿ ಗೆಟ್ಸ್ ದುಃಖ, ವಾಟ್ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ ಲೈಕ್ ದಟ್ ಫಾರ್ ಹಿಮ್? ಹಿ ಈಸ್ ಆಸ್ ಗುಡ್ ಆಸ್ ಡೆಡ್ ಈವನ್ ದೋ ಲಿವಿಂಗ್. ಧೃತ ಶರೀರೇನ ಮೃತಸ್ಸ ಜೀವತಿ. ಸೊ ದೇರ್ ಫೋರ್ ಅರ್ಜುನ, ಯು ಆರ್ ಆಲ್ರೆಡಿ ಅಟ್ ದಿ ಟಾಪ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್, ನೌ ಯು ಕೆನಾಟ್ ಅಫೋರ್ಡ್ ಟು ಸ್ಲಿಪ್ ಡೌನ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಯುವರ್ ನೇಮ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಫೇಮ್. ವಾಟ್ ಟೈಪ್ ಆಫ್ ಸ್ಲ್ಯಾಂಡರ್ ದೇ ವಿಲ್ ಸ್ಪ್ರೆಡ್? ಅವಾಚ್ಯವಾದಾಂಶ್ಚ ಬಹೂನ್ ವದಿಷ್ಯಂತಿ ತವಾಹಿತಾಃ, ನಿಂದಂತಸ್ತವ ಸಾಮರ್ಥ್ಯಂ ತತೋ ದುಃಖತರನ್ ಕಿಂ. ನಾಟ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ದೇರ್ ವಿಲ್ ನಾಟ್ ಬಿ ಎನಿ ಲಿಮಿಟ್ ಫಾರ್ ಇಮ್ಯಾಜಿನರಿ ರೂಮರ್ಸ್, ವೆನ್ ಯುವರ್ ಎನಿಮೀಸ್ ಆರ್ ವೇಟಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಪುಟ್ ಡೌನ್ ಯುವರ್ ಹಾನರ್, ತವ ಅಹಿತಾಃ ವದಿಷ್ಯಂತಿ ಬಹೂನ್. ಯುವರ್ ಎನಿಮೀಸ್ ವಿಲ್ ಟೆಲ್ ಮೆನಿ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಯು. ವಾಟ್ ದೇ ವಿಲ್ ಟೆಲ್? ಅವಾಚ್ಯವಾದಾನ್ ಬಹೂನ್ ವದಿಷ್ಯಂತಿ. ದೇ ವಿಲ್ ಟೆಲ್ ಆಲ್ ಇಂಡೀಸೆಂಟ್ ಅನ್ಅಟರಬಲ್ filthy rumors about you. Even though I want to explain what are all the rumors, because of decency here Bhagavan says avachya vadan, I cannot utter that type of rumors, not one or two rumors but bahun vadishyanti. Since media is in their hands, it is a easy job for them. Rumors about what? Tava samarthyam nindantah, about your braveness, about your prowess they will criticize. ತತಃ ದುಃಖತರಂ ನು ಕಿಂ, ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಮೋರ್ ಪೇನ್ಫುಲ್ ದ್ಯಾನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಅಪಮಾನಂ ಫಾರ್ ಎ ರೈಟಿಯಸ್ ಬ್ರೇವ್ ಹಾನರಬಲ್ ಪಾಪ್ಯುಲರ್ ಕಿಂಗ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಯು. ಇನ್ ಸ್ಕ್ರಿಪ್ಚರ್ಸ್ ಯು ವಿಲ್ ಫೈಂಡ್ ದಿಸ್ ಆರ್ಗ್ಯುಮೆಂಟ್ ಥ್ರೆಟನಿಂಗ್ ಎ ಕ್ಷತ್ರಿಯ ದಟ್ ಯು ವಿಲ್ ಲೂಸ್ ಯುವರ್ ಹಾನರ್ ವೆರಿ ಆಫನ್. ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿಸ್ ಥ್ರೆಟನ್ ಜನರಲಿ ದ ಕ್ಷತ್ರಿಯ ಈಸ್ ರೆಸ್ಟ್ರೈನ್ಡ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಡೂಯಿಂಗ್ ಅಧರ್ಮ. In Ramayana, Kaikeyi Devi uses this method. Because Kshatriya is always egocentric. They can go for anything, but they cannot stand the humiliation. So Kaikeyi Devi, when she asked the boon, Dasaratha was very much hesitated to give that. Before knowing what the boon is, he has already told, yes, I have given you boon. But when she pronounced the boon that Rama should go to forest and Bharata should rule, immediately Dasharatha was about to withdraw. Immediately he did not agree. So he was hesitating. That time Kaikeyi Devi uses this technique. All your forefathers, that is Raghu Vamsha, is famous for Satya Palanam. They are all Satya Sandhas. How can you show your face if you are not going to keep your promise? This was the final argument. Because Dasharatha could not imagine the separation of Rama, so much dear to him. For the sake of this satya, finally he agreed for it. Because that loka apavata is very very dangerous and very very painful for a kshatriya. And in the same Ramayana, when Ravana was about to kill Sitaji, because he has lost everybody, that time he went to Ashoka Vati. There he was about to kill Sitaji. That time his wife said, no, how can you kill? You are a great kshatriya and you have conquered even devatas. So that type of name and fame you are having, Like you, nobody is dharmavan. That is, he has learned all the dharma shastra, and nobody is devotee like you. Because his devotion to Shiva was so great, he got all the boons. So that type of name and fame you are having just by killing one ordinary lady who doesn't have any support, you will get lot of ill fame. Hearing this, immediately even Ravana stops or restrains from doing that action. In Bhagavata also, when Kamsa heard that Akashavani, that eighth child of Devaki will be the Mrityu Karana, immediately he took away his sword and about to kill Devaki. That time Vasudeva was trying many arguments. This final argument, Loka Apavata, has won. He told, Shlaghaniya Gunashurahi Bhavan Bhojeshaskaraha Sa Katham Bhagini Mahanya Sriyam Udvaha Parvani. You are a Bhoja Yashaskaraha. You are a famous person in the entire clan of Bhoja Vamsha. And not only that, Shlaghaniya Gunaha, you have a lot of good qualities. And Shuraha Bhavan, how can you, that type of person, a great person, can do this menial action, killing your own sister? After hearing this, immediately Kamsa also stopped. So this type of Loka Apavata, people were afraid. Nowadays this also will not help. If you tell that, all our politicians and officials, they will hear from this. They may not hear also. They may keep some other, what you call, sponge or cotton in their ears. Because no amount of Loka Apavata can make them get away from that adharma. That is the present condition. But in those days, for a Kshatriya, apamanam is worse than death. Ego is a great weakness for a Kshatriya. Bhagwan is using this weakness as a tool for his argument. Now, Bhagwan analyzed all the three angles. First angle is Atma Anatma Drishti, that is Adhyatmika Drishti, philosophical viewpoint. Atmanaha Avikaratva Punya Papa Rahitaha, therefore Atma cannot do any action, it is free from all changes, therefore there is no thing called being killed or killing. And Anatmanaha Dehasya Vikaratva Jatasihi Dhruvo Mrityuho, anyway his body is going to die, therefore there is no question of worrying about it. This is from Adhyatma Drishti. From Dharmika Drishti, from Shloka number 31 to 33, he discussed that this war is a Dharma Yuddham, that this war is Yadrichaya Upatnam. It has come by sheer luck. And fighting this Dharma Yuddham will give you Surga. But if you avoid fighting this Dharma Yuddham, if you escape from this Dharma Yuddham, you will incur sin. This is from moral and ethical angle. Then finally, Laukika Drishti, worldly angle, he explained that escaping from the war will bring you akirtihi. Akirtihi is worse than death. Enemies are waiting to spread that akirtihi. Therefore, be careful before making any decision. Now he is going to give his final verdict after analyzing all the three angles. Now Bhagavan is going to give final verdict. Hatova prapsyasi swargam jitvava bhokshase mahim tasmad uttishta kaunteya yuddhaya krita nishchayah. Tasmad uttishta, tasmad, therefore, wherefore. We have to remember all these shlokas. From shloka number 12 to shloka number 36, you have to remember all these shlokas, 25 shlokas. Bhagavan did not command Arjuna. When Arjuna asked, Yashreyasyam Nishchitam Bruhitanme Shishyasteham Shatimam Vam Prapannam, you yourself decide on behalf of me and tell whatever is best for me, I will obey. Even though Arjuna told that I will obey, Bhagavan refused to command. Because Bhagavan knows in commandment there is no understanding involved. It is an one-time solution. Child asks, mother, should I do that way or this way? Mother says, generally, do this, that's all. But there is no teaching involved, therefore there is no understanding involved, and there is no place for argument or questioning. And that is one-time solution only. It requires a blind faith and compulsory obedience. It is not done voluntarily. The decision on the part of the doer not done voluntarily with clarity of thinking. Decision is made by the advisor, not by the doer. So all the time he will expect that advice again and again in the future also. But in teaching, the importance of that action is explained. All the angles are analyzed. Therefore, the doer understands the importance of the action and the decision is made by the doer. In advice, decision is made by the commander, but in teaching, the decision is made by the doer, and that decision also a well thought one and voluntary one. The process of analysis can be used in future also. Bhagavan has showed some analysis process from the Paramarthika Drishti, this is the way. From the Vyavaharika Dharma Drishti, this is the way. From the local standpoint, Laukika Drishti, this is the way. Same method, everyone can analyze. Everyone who is in a particular situation, when we are cornered, that time we can use the same method. It is an universal method. I have problem like this. I am worrying for this problem. Is it problem really from the Paramarthika Drishti, from the Vyavaharika Drishti, or from Laukika Drishti? The same pattern or process we can use also. The solution is a long time and permanent one. Since he has been taught how to analyze the situation, the same process will be used by the doer, so he will not come back again. Should I do like this, like a child, he will not come back. Therefore, the indirect teaching here, we should never command our children to follow values and ethics. Generally, parents do this. Sit down, get up. Because they think their children are their possession. The child says, no, I am not your possession. I am independent entity. I have come with my own luggage. Say, don't marry this girl. That person will tell, no, I will marry. It is left to you to agree or not. You should study this only. You should behave in this only. All the time, we are commanding our children. That should be avoided. We should teach them the importance of values. Teaching is generally a painful affair, you know. Person is not available for you to hear. And it takes lot of time and energy. But it is a permanent solution and possible solution. You need not watch his behavior after teaching. After giving command, you have to watch his behavior, whether he follows or not. All our workers generally tell something, hey, do this work, and he will shake his head as long as you are there. Once you are away from that place, immediately he will try to avoid that work. Here, when you make the person to understand the importance of that work, you need not watch afterwards. Now, present family situation is this only. There is no cordial relationship between the parent and adulthood child. As long as they are small children, somehow they put up with your command. Now you cannot command. You cannot say, don't go to that boy's house, don't go to this place. Like that, you cannot say. They will shake their head, then they will go to college, and they will do bunk there, then go to cinema or whatever the place. But if you make the child to understand what is the need to have a disciplined life, then he himself is self-disciplined. Once he is convinced about the efficacy of moral and ethical life, then nobody need to watch him. It is like generally doctors do command. When a patient goes, I am having a lot of problem like this. What doctor does? Only 2-3 minutes he takes and somehow analyzes your disease by symptom and gives a prescription. Prescription is called a command. You follow this, that's all. If you have faith in that doctor, you simply obey. You don't ask what is the mechanism of this medicine, how it works, how it removes the disease. You don't ask. So it is a simple job. You just give a command. But if you want to teach him medicine, how many years you take? 5 years, 7 years, 8 years you have to take. But Bhagavan, even though it is a long process, he has chosen teaching process. After teaching, after analyzing, from three angles, now he gives final verdict. Hataha san swargam prapsyasi. If you are killed in this war, you will get Veera Swarga. All Kshatriya who fight for their Dharma Yuddha, defensive war, it is told in our scriptures that they will get Veera Swargam. Jitvava bhokshase mahim. If you win, because whether you will win or not, nobody knows. even though you are powerful, there is a possibility of your death. Your side may win, but you may not be alive to see the winning. Jitvava bhokshase mahi. If you are killed, you will get swarga, and if you live and if you win the war, you will enjoy this vast kingdom. Bhokshase mahim. Vast kingdom which you are craving for the last 13 years. 13 years you are waiting. After the judgment in the Dhritarashtra's court, that whoever loses the game, die game, have to go to forest 13 years. So Yudhishthira agreed for it. After reaching forest, after 13 days, Arjuna and Bhima wanted to go to fight, because they have lost their kingdom by a game. A Kshatriya can regain that kingdom by fight. But here the problem is 13 years. So they told, in Apad Dharma, 13 days equal to 13 years. They have quoted some Shastra. But Yudhishthira told, no, no, no. When I told 13 years, in my mind, not 13 days. It is 13 years only. So I have to do penance for my mistake of putting you all in the die game. So Arjuna was waiting for 13 years. Even Krishna came and asked, okay, you need not fight for your kingdom. I will fight on your behalf. Now itself I will go and fight on your behalf and bring back that country which you have lost. Then Yudhishthira told, I know, Bhagavan, you can do this, but you should have compassion for me. You should keep my word also. I have given a word, 13 years I will live in the forest as a punishment. So I have to live 13 years in this forest only. So that time Bhagavan could not help Yudhishthira. Here Bhagavan says, gaining that kingdom you are craving for 13 years. For that reason only you went to Swargaloka, lived there 5 years, and you went to Kailasha and fought with Ishvara. Hatahasan Swargam Prapsasi Jitvava Bhokshase Mahim. Either way, it is a profitable business. Either way, it is a profitable action. Tasmad Uttishta Kaunteya. Therefore, get up first. Throwing all his bow and arrow, he sat, na? So Bhagavan says, therefore get up. Not to run away. After getting up, if you run away, no, not to run away from the battlefield, but to fight. Yuddhaya Krita Nishchayaha San Uttishta. In order to fight this Dharma Yuddham, having decided to fight this Dharma Yuddham, get up. What type of Krita Nishchayaha? Krita Nishchayaha means the person who has made decision. Krutaha Nishchayaha Yena Saha Krita Nishchayaha. What type of decision you should make? Jeshyami Shatrun Marishyami Va. Either I will kill my enemies or I will die in the battle. With that willpower, with that will, do or die, you get up. Ultimately, you are responsible for your decision. This is the beauty of Bhagavan. I am Samadarshi, I cannot take sides, but I can help since you have asked suggestion from me. All the while I have given lot of suggestions from three angles. Ultimately, you have to decide your course of action, and you are responsible for your life, and you only will get the benefit also. Nobody can decide for your life. Others can help and suggest you to see the situation very clearly. Generally, when a bad situation comes in our life, first problem is the person gets emotional and his thinking power goes away. Because of his emotional nature, panic. Don't put the panic alarm, nowadays they say, na? Anything small thing means immediately panic alarm is put. Because of that, the ordinary thinking capacity also goes away. What is the benefit of a person having a good counselor or advisor? That advisor or counselor can suggest, but decision should be made by the doer only. And if you decide to fight this war, Bhagavan says, you have to decide now to fight this war, keeping all the suggestion which I have given. And if you have decided to fight this war, I have one more suggestion. With what attitude you should fight this war? Because very, very important. Up to this stage, Gita is only personal. A dialogue between Arjuna and Bhagavan Krishna. he has problem with regard to some fighting or killing with some old people whom he respected. Why should we read Gita Shastram and that too after 5000 years? Hereafter only the Gita Shastram take an universal angle. Keeping Arjuna as an instrument, Bhagavan wanted to give teaching to the entire humanity in the form of yoga or atma vidya.
Sukha dukke same krutva labha labhau jaya jayau tato yuddhaya yujyasva naivam papam avaksyasi.
What type of attitude a person should have while doing any action in his life? Because attitude makes a lot of difference while performing any action. Generally, when we perform any action, in our mind there is a division: pleasant action and unpleasant action. Anything you do, immediately mind will give one certificate: it is a pleasant action or it is an unpleasant action. Vote of thanking, they will tell, it is a pleasant action for me to give vote of thanks. That means what? There is an unpleasant action also. So this division is there. Pleasant duties are voluntarily done by all. Nobody needs to goad that person. Nobody needs to inspire. Automatically he runs in that rat race. He runs like all our young boys. Where they are running, God only knows. Advertisements are given. If you get IIM certificate, Indian Institute of Management certificate, you will get job. And what type of job? You will get 5 lakh monthly salary. And 5 lakh monthly salary means what? You will have a great flat, big flat you will have. And that AC car you will have. All these advertisements are given. So these are all pleasant things. So nobody needs to goad that person or inspire. But with regard to unpleasant duties for modern generation is telling truth, keeping their chastity, not going to questionable places, pubs and other places. These are all unpleasant, but duty. But unpleasant for this modern generation. That unpleasant duties are neglected by many. When you do any action, with what philosophy a person should perform his duties, whether it is pleasant or unpleasant? Here Bhagavan gives that attitude. Samatvam is the attitude. Prescribed attitude is samatvam yoga ucchate. He is going to tell afterwards. Here he says karma yoga buddhi is the prescribed attitude. What is that karma yoga buddhi? Whatever duty I have to perform, I will not do it keeping its worldly benefits. I will not do it keeping its worldly benefits. If I keep its worldly benefits, naturally I may get them or I may not get them. If I get them less, then I will get jealous about others. If I get more, I will get greediness. And if I don't get, I will get sorrow. So all these worldly benefits will bring all these unwanted emotional strains in that personality. Therefore, while doing that action, you should offer that all the actions as the puja to the Lord. Karma yoga means proper attitude and proper action. Only proper actions I will do, that too with proper attitude. After doing that proper action with proper attitude, whatever result comes, I will receive it in the form of Ishvara Prasadaha, Prasada Buddhi. There, the person mind is kept in a balanced way. So this person who follows this Karma Yoga Buddhi will not be subjected to ups and downs in his life. Here Bhagavan says, Sukha Dukke Labha Alabhe Jaya Jayau Same Kritva. You should keep your mind in a balanced way with regard to labha alabha. Labha alabha means profit and loss. Jaya ajaya means winning or losing. These two things will bring sukha and dukkha. Sukha and dukkha we don't get directly, but labha alabha we get directly, and jaya ajaya we get directly. Afterwards, because of these external achievements or external loss, there is a reaction in our mind which is in the form of sukha and dukkha. A person who want to grow in spiritual life, who want to get freedom in his life, what type of attitude he should have? That samatva, ಸುಖ ದುಃಖ ಸಮೇ ಕೃತ್ವ ದಟ್ ಸಮತ್ವಂ ಯು ಶುಡ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದಟ್ ಸಮತ್ವಂ ಈಸ್ ಏಬಲ್ ಟು ಹ್ಯಾಂಡಲ್ ಎನಿ ಸಿಚುವೇಶನ್ ಇನ್ ಇಸ್ ಲೈಫ್ ನೋಬಡಿ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಪ್ರಿಡಿಕ್ಟ್ ವಾಟ್ ಟೈಪ್ ಆಫ್ ಸಿಚುವೇಶನ್ ವಿಲ್ ಕಮ್ ಇನ್ ಅವರ್ ಫ್ಯೂಚರ್ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಈಸ್ ಟು ಡಿಫೈನ್ ದ ಸಕ್ಸಸ್ ಇನ್ ಲೈಫ್ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಡಿಟರ್ಮಿನ್ಡ್ ಬೈ ದಿ ಸಕ್ಸಸ್ ಗೇನ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ ಲೈಫ್ ಬಟ್ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಡಿಟರ್ಮಿನ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ ಹ್ಯಾಂಡ್ಲಿಂಗ್ ದ ಸಕ್ಸಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದಿ ಫೇಲ್ಯೂರ್ ಇನ್ ಎ ಕಾಮ್ ವೇ ನೋಬಡಿ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಸೇ ಆಲ್ ದಿ ಟೈಮ್ ಐ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ ಸಕ್ಸಸ್ಫುಲ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಸೋ ಫಾರ್ ನೋಬಡಿ ವಾಸ್ ಆಲ್ ದಿ ಟೈಮ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪಿ ನೋಬಡಿ ವಾಸ್ ಆಲ್ ದಿ ಟೈಮ್ ಅನ್ಹ್ಯಾಪಿ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಲೈಫ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಬೋತ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪಿನೆಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪಿನೆಸ್ ಬೋತ್ ಜಯ ಅಂಡ್ ಅಜಯ ಬೋತ್ ಲಾಭ ಅಂಡ್ ಅಲಾಭ ಸೋ ಎ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಶುಡ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ದಟ್ ಮೆಂಟಲ್ ಪಾಯ್ಸ್ ಟು ಹ್ಯಾಂಡಲ್ ದಿ ಸಿಚುವೇಶನ್ ಲರ್ನಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಬಿ ಎ ಬ್ಯಾಲೆನ್ಸ್ಡ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ಸೀಕ್ರೆಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಸಕ್ಸಸ್ ಇನ್ ಲೈಫ್ ದಿಸ್ ಈಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ನೌ ಎವ್ರಿ ಹ್ಯೂಮನ್ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ ಈಸ್ ಇನ್ ಟ್ರಬಲ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಆಬ್ಸೆನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿಸ್ ಆಟಿಟ್ಯೂಡ್ ದಟ್ ಮೈ ಸಕ್ಸಸ್ ಈಸ್ ಡಿಟರ್ಮಿನ್ಡ್ ಬೈ ಮೈ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಟರ್ನಲ್ ಅಚೀವ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ದಿ ಜನರಲ್ ಒಪಿನಿಯನ್ ಯು ಆಸ್ಕ್ ಎನಿ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ವಾಟ್ ಯು ಮೀನ್ ಬೈ ಸಕ್ಸಸ್ ಇನ್ ಲೈಫ್ ಹಿ ವಿಲ್ ಟೆಲ್ ಎ ಕೆಪಾಸಿಟಿ ಟು ಪರ್ಚೇಸ್ ಎನಿಥಿಂಗ್ ವಾಟ್ ಎವರ್ ಐ ವಾಂಟ್ ಎ ಕೆಪಾಸಿಟಿ ಟು ಎಂಜಾಯ್ ಎನಿಥಿಂಗ್ ವಾಟ್ ಎವರ್ ಐ ವಾಂಟ್ ದಿಸ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ನೆವರ್ ಬಿ ಎ ಕ್ರೈಟೀರಿಯನ್ ಫಾರ್ ದಿ ಸಕ್ಸಸ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ನೋಬಡಿ ಇನ್ ದಿ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಪರ್ಚೇಸ್ ಆಲ್ ದಿ ಪ್ಲೆಷರ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್ ನೋಬಡಿ ಇನ್ ದಿ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಪರ್ಚೇಸ್ ಆಲ್ ದ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್ ಒನ್ ಟೈಮ್ ಆರ್ ದಿ ಅದರ್ ಇನ್ ಇಸ್ ಲೈಫ್ ಈ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಟು ಫೇಸ್ ದಿ ಪ್ರಾಬ್ಲಮ್ಸ್ ದಟ್ ಟೈಮ್ ವಾಟ್ ಈ ಸೇ ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಲೈಫ್ ಇಸ್ ಲಾಸ್ಟ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಇಸ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಟೀಚ್ ದಿಸ್ ಸಮತ್ವ ಯೋಗ ಆಲ್ ದಿ ಅದರ್ 17 ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ಸ್ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ ದಿಸ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಇನ್ ಬಿಟ್ವೀನ್ ಆಧ್ಯಾತ್ಮ ದೃಷ್ಟಿ ವಿಲ್ ಕಮ್ ಒನ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ಎ ವೈಲ್ ಬಟ್ ಗೀತಾ ಇಸ್ ಮೋರ್ ಪಾಪ್ಯುಲರ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿಸ್ ಯೋಗ ಬುದ್ಧಿ ಆರ್ ಸಮತ್ವ ಬುದ್ಧಿ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಹ್ಯಾಂಡ್ಲಿಂಗ್ ಡೇ ಟು ಡೇ ಲೈಫ್ ಪ್ರಾಬ್ಲಮ್ ಇಫ್ ಯು ಟೆಲ್ ಆತ್ಮ ಅನಾತ್ಮ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಸೇ ಓಕೆ ಲೆಟ್ ಇಟ್ ಬಿ ನೋ ಪ್ರಾಬ್ಲಮ್ ಫಾರ್ ಇಟ್ ಆತ್ಮ ಇಸ್ ನಿತ್ಯ ಓಕೆ ಬಟ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ಫೇಸಿಂಗ್ ಪ್ರಾಬ್ಲಮ್ ಆತ್ಮ ಇಸ್ ನಿತ್ಯ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ನಿತ್ಯ ಬಟ್ ದ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಡಸಂಟ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಇಟ್ ಸಿನ್ಸ್ ಈಸ್ ಅನ್ಕ್ವಾಲಿಫೈಡ್ ಈ ಡಸಂಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ವಿವೇಕ ವೈರಾಗ್ಯ ಸಮಾಧಿ ಷಟ್ಕ ಸಂಪತ್ತಿ ಜನರಲಿ ಜನರಲ್ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಡಸಂಟ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ವಾಟ್ ಯು ಮೀನ್ ಬೈ ಆತ್ಮ ಆರ್ ಅನಾತ್ಮ ಸೊ ಇಟ್ ಡಸಂಟ್ ಅಪೀಲ್ ದ ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರ ಡಸಂಟ್ ಅಪೀಲ್ ಟು ದಿ ಜನರಲ್ ಹ್ಯೂಮನ್ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಬಟ್ ಗೀತಾ ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರಂ ಇಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಪಾಪ್ಯುಲರ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಜನರಲ್ ಪಬ್ಲಿಕ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿಸ್ ಪ್ರಾಕ್ಟಿಕಲ್ ಸಜೆಷನ್ಸ್ ಗಿವನ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಹೌ ಟು ಹ್ಯಾಂಡಲ್ ದಿ ಡೇ ಟು ಡೇ ಲೈಫ್ ಸಿಚುವೇಶನ್ ಸ್ವಾಮೀಜಿ ಇಸ್ ಟು ಕಾಲ್ ದಿಸ್ ಆಸ್ ಪ್ರಾಕ್ಟಿಕಲ್ ವೇದಾಂತ ಆಕ್ಚುಲಿ ವೇದಾಂತ ಕ್ಯಾನಾಟ್ ಬಿ ಪ್ರಾಕ್ಟೀಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ಯು ಮೀನ್ ಬೈ ವೇದಾಂತ ಯು ಆರ್ ದಟ್ ಇನ್ಫಿನಿಟ್ ಸೋಲ್ ಯು ಡೋಂಟ್ ನೀಡ್ ಎನಿಥಿಂಗ್ ದಿಸ್ ಈಸ್ ದಿ ಎಂಟೈರ್ ವೇದಾಂತ ಯು ಆರ್ ದಿ ಇನ್ಫಿನಿಟ್ ಸೋಲ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಆಲ್ರೆಡಿ ಪೂರ್ಣ ವಸ್ತು ವಾಟ್ ಎವರ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಸರ್ಚಿಂಗ್ ಫಾರ್ ವೆದರ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪಿನೆಸ್ ಆರ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಪೂರ್ಣತ್ವ ಸೆಕ್ಯೂರಿಟಿ ಪೀಸ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪಿನೆಸ್ ಯು ಕಾಲ್ ವಾಟ್ ಎವರ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಸರ್ಚಿಂಗ್ ಫಾರ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ದಿ ಎಂಬಾಡಿಮೆಂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದಟ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಸಿನ್ಸ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಇನ್ಫಿನಿಟ್ ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ನೋ ಸೆಕೆಂಡ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ವೆನ್ ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ನೋ ಸೆಕೆಂಡ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ನೋ ಪಾಸಿಬಿಲಿಟಿ ಆಫ್ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸಾಕ್ಷನ್ ವೆನ್ ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ನೋ ಪಾಸಿಬಿಲಿಟಿ ಆಫ್ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸಾಕ್ಷನ್ ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ನೋ ಪಾಸಿಬಿಲಿಟಿ ಆಫ್ ಪ್ರಾಕ್ಟಿಸಿಂಗ್ ಎನಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಇಸ್ಂಟ್ ಇಟ್ ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ನೋ ಪಾಸಿಬಿಲಿಟಿ ಆಫ್ ಪ್ರಾಕ್ಟಿಸಿಂಗ್ ಎನಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಬಟ್ ವಿ ಫೈಂಡ್ ದ ವರ್ಡ್ ಪ್ರಾಕ್ಟಿಕಲ್ ವೇದಾಂತ ಪ್ರಾಕ್ಟಿಕಲ್ ವೇದಾಂತ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಬಿಫೋರ್ ಗೈನಿಂಗ್ ದಿಸ್ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್ ಬಿಫೋರ್ ರೆಕಗ್ನೈಸಿಂಗ್ ಮೈ ಇನ್ಫಿನಿಟ್ಯೂಡ್ ಐ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಪ್ರಿಪೇರ್ ಮೈಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ದಟ್ ಕಮ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡರ್ ಪ್ರಾಕ್ಟಿಕಲ್ ವೇದಾಂತ ಅಂಡ್ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ಗೈನಿಂಗ್ ದಿ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್ ಆಸ್ ಎ ಜೀವನ್ ಮುಕ್ತ ಪುರುಷ ಆಸ್ ಎ ಫ್ರೀ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಹೌ ಐ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸಾಕ್ಟ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದಿ ಆನ್ ಲುಕರ್ ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಪಾಯಿಂಟ್ ಹೌ ಐ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸಾಕ್ಟ್ ವಿತ್ ದಿ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್ ಅದ್ವೇಷ್ಟ ಸರ್ವಭೂತಾನ ಮೈತ್ರ ಕರುಣಃ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಇಸ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಟೆಲ್ ಜ್ಞಾನಿ ಈಸ್ ಎ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ವಿತ್ ಫುಲ್ ಆಫ್ ಲವ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಕಂಪ್ಯಾಷನ್ ಹಿ ನೆವರ್ ಹೇಟ್ಸ್ ದೀಸ್ ಆರ್ ಆಲ್ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸಾಕ್ಷನ್ಸ್ ಈಸ್ ಎ ಕಂಪ್ಯಾಷನೇಟ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಲೈಕ್ ದಟ್ ದೀಸ್ ಆರ್ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸಾಕ್ಷನ್ಸ್ ದೀಸ್ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸಾಕ್ಷನ್ಸ್ ಡಸಂಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪನ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದಿ ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಪಾಯಿಂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಜ್ಞಾನಿ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದಿ ಆನ್ ಲುಕರ್ ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಪಾಯಿಂಟ್ ದ ಜ್ಞಾನಿ ಅಪಿಯರ್ಸ್ ಟು ಬಿ ಅದ್ವೇಷ್ಟ ಸರ್ವಭೂತಾನ ಯು ಗೋ ಅಂಡ್ ಆಸ್ಕ್ ಎ ಜ್ಞಾನಿ ಓ ಯು ಆರ್ ಸೋ ಕಂಪ್ಯಾಷನೇಟ್ ಸೋ ಮಚ್ ಲವ್ ಹಿ ವಿಲ್ ಸೇ ವಾಟ್ ಐ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ನೋ ಬಡಿ ಟು ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸಾಕ್ಟ್ I have nobody to transact. I am not a Jeevan Mukta, I am not a Jnani, I am Atma, I am Brahman. So, strictly speaking, Vedanta means recognizing this eternal fact. So, practical Vedanta, Swamiji mentions in his complete words, that the things which are connected with this Adhyatma Vidya, the things which have to be practiced by the seeker, keeping this self-knowledge as the goal, and the things which are naturally demonstrated by the jnani, those things come under practical Vedanta, those things are going to be more in our Gita scripture. ಸೊ ಹಿಯರ್ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಸೇಸ್ ಸುಖ ದುಃಖ ಸಮೀಕೃತ್ವ ಲಾಭ ಲಾಭೋ ಜಯಾ ಜಯೌ ತಥಃ ಯುದ್ಧಾಯ ಯುಧ್ಯಸ್ವ ನೈವಂ ಪಾಪಂ ಅವಾಪ್ಸ್ಯಸಿ. ಇಫ್ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ದಿ ಸಮತ್ವ ಬುದ್ಧಿ ಇನ್ ಯುವರ್ ಮೈಂಡ್, ಸಮತ್ವ ಬುದ್ಧಿ ಕೀಪಿಂಗ್ ದ ಸ್ಪಿರಿಚುವಲ್ ಗ್ರೋತ್ ಆಸ್ ದಿ ಗೋಲ್ ಆಫ್ ಲೈಫ್, ಅಂಡ್ ವಾಟ್ ಎವರ್ ಯು ಡೂ ಇಟ್ ಶುಡ್ ಬಿ ಎ ಪ್ರಾಪರ್ ಒನ್, ಇಟ್ ಶುಡ್ ಬಿ ಎ ಪ್ರಾಪರ್ ಆಕ್ಷನ್ ವಿತ್ ದಿಸ್ ಪ್ರಾಪರ್ ಆಟಿಟ್ಯೂಡ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಸಮತ್ವ ಬುದ್ಧಿ. ದೆನ್ ಯು ಫೈಟ್ ತತಃ ಯುಜ್ಯಸ್ವ, ದೆನ್ ಯು ಫೈಟ್, ದೆನ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ನೈವಂ ಪಾಪಂ ಅವಾಪ್ಸ್ಯಸಿ, ಯು ವಿಲ್ ನಾಟ್ ಇನ್ಕರ್ ಸಿನ್, ಯು ವಿಲ್ ನಾಟ್ ಇನ್ಕರ್ ಆಂಗ್ಸೈಟಿ, ಫಿಯರ್ ಆಫ್ ಲಾಸ್, ಆಂಗ್ಸೈಟಿ ಆಫ್ ಗೇನಿಂಗ್. ಆಲ್ ದೀಸ್ ಆರ್ ಆಲ್ ಪಾಪಂ ಆಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ಆಸ್ ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರ, ದೀಸ್ ಆರ್ ಆಲ್ ದಿ ಇಮೋಷನಲ್ ಪ್ರಾಬ್ಲಮ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಸಿನ್. ವಾಟ್ ಟೈಪ್ ಆಫ್ ಸಿನ್? ಇಮ್ಮೆಚ್ಯೂರಿಟಿ ಆಫ್ ಮೈಂಡ್. ಸೊ ದಿಸ್ ಇಮ್ಮೆಚ್ಯೂರಿಟಿ ಆಫ್ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಬಿ ಟ್ಯಾಕಲ್ಡ್ ಬೈ ಹ್ಯಾವಿಂಗ್ ದಿಸ್ ಪರ್ಟಿಕ್ಯುಲರ್ ಆಟಿಟ್ಯೂಡ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಸಮತ್ವ ಬುದ್ಧಿ. ಭಗವಾನ್ ಇಸ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಎಲಾಬ್ರೇಟ್ ದಟ್. ದೇರ್ ಫೋರ್ ನೌ ಹಿ ಈಸ್ ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟಿಂಗ್ ದಿಸ್ ಶ್ಲೋಕ ಇಸ್ ದಿ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸಿಷನ್ ಶ್ಲೋಕ ದೇ ಕಾಲ್ ಇಟ್. ಸೋ ಫಾರ್ ಹಿ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಟಾಕ್ಡ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಆತ್ಮವಿದ್ಯಾ, ಸಾಂಖ್ಯ ಯೋಗ, ಫಿಲಾಸಾಫಿಕಲ್ ವಿಸ್ಡಮ್ ಹಿ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಗಿವನ್. ನೌ ಹಿ ಈಸ್ ಇಂಟ್ರೊಡ್ಯೂಸಿಂಗ್ ದಿಸ್ ಕರ್ಮಯೋಗ, ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ರಿಲಿಜಿಯನ್ ಹಿ ಈಸ್ ಇಂಟ್ರೊಡ್ಯೂಸಿಂಗ್. ರಿಲಿಜಿಯನ್ ಇಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ಆಲ್, ಸ್ಪಿರಿಚುಯಾಲಿಟಿ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಫಾರ್ ಆಲ್. ಅವರ್ ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರ ಇಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಪರ್ಟಿಕ್ಯುಲರ್. ಆಸ್ ಲಾಂಗ್ ಅಸ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ನಾಟ್ ಕ್ವಾಲಿಫೈಡ್, ಆಸ್ ಲಾಂಗ್ ಅಸ್ ಯು ಫೈಂಡ್ ದಟ್ ಯುವರ್ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಇಸ್ ವಿತ್ ಅಟ್ಯಾಚ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಅವರ್ಷನ್, ಸೊ ಯು ಪ್ರಿಪೇರ್ ಯುವರ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಫಾರ್ ಆಕ್ಚುಯಲ್ ಸ್ಪಿರಿಚುಯಾಲಿಟಿ. ದಟ್ ಆಕ್ಚುಯಲ್ ಸ್ಪಿರಿಚುಯಾಲಿಟಿ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಆಫ್ ರೆಕಗ್ನೈಸಿಂಗ್ ಅವರ್ ಓನ್ ಇನ್ಫಿನಿಟ್ ನೇಚರ್. ದೋಸ್ ಡೀಟೈಲ್ಸ್ ವಿ ವಿಲ್ ಸೀ ಇನ್ ದಿ ನೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ಕ್ಲಾಸ್. ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಹರಯೇ ಪರಮಾತ್ಮನೆ ಪ್ರಣದ ಕ್ಲೇಶನಾಶಾಯ ಗೋವಿಂದಾಯ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ.